Was stated, we're both at Scott Douglas and McConoco. Before I joined Scott Douglas and McConoco, I worked at the Texas Supreme Court as rules attorney, and in that capacity had the privilege of learning the disciplinary rules pretty extensively when we as a state went through the referendum process that didn't ultimately result in any changes, as we know, but nonetheless gave a lot of insight into the rules as they stand, and also some insight into the rules as maybe they should be amended to reflect present-day realities and business practices. Today, before we get into the meat of the presentation, I do want to just briefly give you all an overview of some of the key Texas ethics resources. I know that you all had an ethics presentation yesterday, so I won't get into the weeds here, but I think it's sometimes helpful to have that context before you dive into details about rules and professional ethics committee opinions, et cetera. So what we have with the Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct in our state, they're not meant to be standards of civil liability, but they're often cited by courts as guidance when assessing issues relating to disqualification and malpractice and other things. So we should all be mindful of the fact that they can be used as more than just what they are on their face intended to be, and that's to kind of set the floor for us as lawyers and set also the bar in terms of assessing whether we should be subject to discipline. So that's something to keep in mind about these disciplinary rules that we're going to talk about today. Another thing to keep in mind about these rules is that they have a pretty robust set of comments associated with them. And those comments are often just packed full of helpful examples and also guidance framed in terms of what we should do as lawyers as opposed to what we must or shall do. And so keep those comments in mind anytime you have an ethical question, because you can often find some good guidance in there. The Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct are available to us free of charge on at least two websites that we can easily access as lawyers. One is the Texas Supreme Court's website. You can go there and find many, many rules. And there's a rules attorney there that keeps those rules up to date. So you can always just go there, click on the links, and get the current set of rules that are searchable.